My name is Josh Post. Good to be here with you all tonight. I serve Holden on the board of directors, and I'm the president of the board of directors, and I'm excited to be here tonight to make this announcement. First, just want to kind of go over a little bit of the process of how we even came to this, to the final decision. As all of you know, the directors serve a term limit at Holden, and typically that's 5 years. And so every 5 years we go through a process to elect new directors. And that process started last summer at our summer board meeting, where we elected a search committee, and we began thinking about the things and the qualities and so forth that we wanted and we felt were needed in the executive directors, the next executive directors for Holden Village. The board is very happy with the direction of the village, and we've been very satisfied these last 5 years and 8 months with the work, well, 5 years and 2 months, but 6 months to go with of the work that Peg and Chuck are doing. They were called really to be folks who would help Holden reemerge from the remediation and to relaunch the program and to enhance the program that we've been doing. And we really feel that they have done an excellent job at that. And so as we looked forward to the future, we thought about the things that we wanted to have in the next qualities and in the next directors. And certainly it was to carry forth and to continue the good work that Chuck and Peg have done and that all of you are doing. So we want to affirm that, first of all, and also just let you know that the next directors are going to be continuing forward with that. But we also, mainly what we were looking for in the next directors is, as many of you know, we've been working on a strategic plan that you guys have had an opportunity to give feedback on, and you have given us good advice and feedback and so forth. And I think you all have heard what that final plan is. And so there were some things about that final plan that we were really looking for in our next directors. So some of those things that rose to the top for us were thinking about things that, in ways that Holden can really move, help the church and the world move forward, especially around diversity, anti-racism, and climate change. And so those were some of the things that we were really looking for in qualities for the next executive director team. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you, the new executive directors of Holden starting September 1. So the Holden Village Board of Directors is excited to announce the selection of a three-person team of Kathy Kemmerer-Bach, Mark Bach, and Stacy Kitahata. Get their picture up here so you can all see them. This team will serve as our next executive directors of Holden Village. In its job posting, the board invited applicants to consider innovative approaches to leadership at Holden Village, and that is precisely what this team did. All three will serve as executive directors, with Mark and Kathy residing in the village, and Stacy, who will also spend meaningful time in the village, residing primarily in Seattle, where she will support relational aspects of the job that can be more efficiently done from the outside, including fundraising. In their shared leadership vision, Kathy, Mark, and Stacy contemplate a Holden Village for the life of the world. They hold common commitments to nurturing and empowering community that engages diversity, interfaith dialogue, spiritual practice, environmental justice, and holy hilarity. So a little bit about their lives. Kathy, holding an MA in education, has served in leadership positions with educational institutions both internationally and in the Pacific Northwest, most recently as chief academic officer and head of school for two innovative nationwide school organizations. She has overseen programming, faculty, personnel, and budgeting. Integral to her extensive career has been a lived commitment to educational equality and diversity. A fun Holden connection is that Kathy is the daughter of Richard Kemmerer, the Holden icon who painted the mural on the village center ceiling. Mark, also with an MA in education, has both taught and worked in administrative roles along with with Kathy in Taiwan, Japan, India, and Seattle, and the Seattle area, including work in fundraising, advancement, and partnership management. Most recently, he serves as the vice chair for the Grunewald Guild, board of directors in Leavenworth, Washington, or in Plain, Washington, rather, and directs product launches with numerous state and regulatory agencies for an innovative company transforming professional development across the U.S. Stacy adds an incredibly important set of skills to the executive director team with her Master of Divinity and extensive work with the ELCA, affiliated church organizations, higher education, and a background facilitating organizational change for equity. Stacy has many ecumenical and interfaith connections and experience on multiple boards and committees. So, final thoughts. Both as individual executive directors and as a team of executive directors, we are excited about the next 5 years for Holden. As shown in interviews, as well as their written materials, this team is ready to serve, equip, and engage Holden's guests, faculty, staff, as well as the extended Holden community throughout the world. With humble hearts and awareness of the importance of these positions in the life of Holden, the Holden Village Board of Directors unanimously selected the team of Kathy Kemmerer Bach, Stacy Kitahata, and Mark Bach to serve as Holden's next executive directors. Their 5-year term will begin on September 1, 2020. Just a couple more notes that I wanted to quickly just read to you. And of course, I don't have them up right away, but I will get to them in a second here. But it is about their some of the feedback that we received from their references. Okay, you're going to have to give me a second here. I'm sorry. I suddenly cannot locate it. But once I find that, I am going to take questions. I cannot find that. So I'm going to go ahead and take questions.
Josh, did they just put themselves together as a team and apply for?
That is correct. So they all the teams were everyone was invited to either build a team, and we were open to a single executive director, 2, 3, 4, whatever composition that people wanted to put together. So this was the team that they assembled. Also, I have copies of what I just read, too, if anyone wants to take a look at that. There's 10 of them.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah.
Josh, you said they start September 1st. They won't overlap with Chuck and Peg at all?
So there will be some transition time, and that will need to be worked out. And so I imagine that could be maybe a week or 2 weeks or something like that, where they'll come in early and do some transition stuff, just hand over. But there'll be a lot of communication. I know that when we talked to the managers, and Peg and Chuck and I were all on the phone earlier today, and that's one of the things that Peg and Chuck said, we're going to reach out to them. And I know Kathy, Mark, and Stacy are very much wanting to do that, so that they're all going to be in dialogue over the next 6 months as this transition takes shape. So there will be a lot of communication there, and Peg and Chuck really want to find a time too for the team to come up so that you all can meet them in person and get to ask questions directly of them.
Yes, have these folks been on Holden staff before, and if so, in what capacity?
So, great question. So Kathy was here as a teenager, I think when she was 14. While her father was taking a sabbatical year and painted the ceiling in the VC. I'm not sure if she's been on staff otherwise. Mark was on staff at that same time, and that's actually when they met Eric here around that time. And I think, Tom, do you know, was Kathy on staff too, like in the later 70s? Volunteer staff?
I'm not sure that she was.
Not sure that she was, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And Stacy has been on teaching staff several times. and led workshops too with the staff.
With the married couple being primarily in the village and the third out of the village, are we going to be in the situation we are with Chuck and Peg, where they leave the village at the same time and we have no directors in the village?
Good question. So that's one thing that they really want to avoid, is having no director in the village. And so their plan is that Kathy and Mark will be here primarily, living. But when they need to leave, they'll make sure that Stacy's here in the village. So there'd be very probably few times where they were all out of the village, and that would probably be like the fall board meeting would probably be the only time, I imagine. But that'll just be determined by the factors that kind of happen. But that is their goal, is to have somebody in the village at all times.
Thank you.
So you said they were selected because they promoted what the board wanted for issues of climate change and diversity. I forget the third one. What particularly do they have in mind to address those issues?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So Stacy has a ton of experience working in around anti-racism and diversity training, and so that's one thing that she's going to be very focused on. They all will be. That was the big thing that they really brought to the table. But they also have a passion for climate change, and see that and agree with the board as that is something so urgent for our world that needs to be a priority in addressing that here at Holden. Not only how do we, as a remote place that really, from a carbon footprint standpoint, just to get here, it's not a very, from a carbon footprint standpoint, fair thing to say, it's right for people to come here all the time. So how do we think about that? How do we address that and be honest about it, but also educate around climate change and what we all can do to curb our impact on that. So I know that's a big piece that they also feel very passionate about working on here at Holden. And in terms of specifics, I don't think they've really kind of laid that out, but I think that will be an educational piece, but also like a thinking about how does Holden be more better stewards of our own resources.
It seems to me that Chuck and Peg, under their directorship, have committed a lot of energy to elevating the arts in Holden, and I'm wondering if they share that passion.
They do, yeah. Both Mark and Kathy, that's been a big part of their life, art, and the Grunewald Guild. I don't know if you're familiar with Grunewald Guild. So Grunewald Guild was actually started by Kathy's parents, Rich and Liz, sort of after they left Holden, with the envision of creating a place like Holden, but for the arts. And so that was a big piece of her life and of Mark's, and they've been big participants in that. And so the arts for them is very integral, and I've spent a lot of time with all three of them. Actually, to be honest, we actually are all members of the same congregation in Seattle, and I was surprised first when I heard that they were applying. I didn't know they were, but we've had some good conversations. But I've spent a lot of time with them in their home, and I think if you get a chance to visit their home in Seattle sometime, you'd see that very much arts are a big part of their life, and Kathy does art and makes art, and so that's a big part of their lives. And I think in one of our one of the referrals for them kind of said, Kathy has the vision for her art, and Mark oftentimes is kind of carrying that out. And the example that they used was an actual art installation in our congregation. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know that they did that. But so they work together even with their artwork too.
Have the three of them worked together before?
So they haven't professionally worked together before, but Kathy and Stacy have both served on church council together at our congregation. So they've collaborated on some things in our congregation, but yeah.
you're here through Monday, right? So we
yes.
If
absolutely.
It,
yes. Yeah, if you want to take some time to process it, this is all of what I gave here and what I read is now posted on the web and Facebook and Instagram, so you can go and look at it. But I also have copies here if you want to take that and read it and digest it a bit and come back with questions. I'm available tomorrow and then Monday morning too to have conversations. And I know the managers all have this information too, and they'd probably be welcome to having some conversation as well. Yes. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, Krista.
How many applicant groups applied?
I can't remember how many initial applicant groups, but we had 4 semifinalists and then 4 finalists. I mean, sorry, 4 semifinalists and 3 finalists.
Okay.
Yeah. Last chance to ask a question tonight. Well, at least during this time. Go ahead, Daniel.
When exactly did the board choose?
When
did that decision
happen? The vote happened on Sunday. So this last Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. And we I really wanted to get it out quick because I know at that point, 25 people, the board of 20 and others knew. So I wanted to get it out quick because it's really hard to keep the secret. Yes?
How do they feel about having, animals, like dogs?
I haven't asked them that question. I know that none of the 3 of them have a pet. I don't think they're against pets, but I don't know the answer to having pets in the village. All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
No.